whatsoever you shall ask. Whatsoever has no bounds, no limits. Can you, will you believe what Jesus says here? In my name, Jesus wants us to ask for whatever we desire using his name. Why? In Jesus' name? Jesus is God's name. It is only polite to speak to God using his name. It demonstrates our faith in Jesus as God, our provider. When we ask in Jesus' name, his Holy Spirit Father in us performs the work and in so doing validates Jesus as his express image, glorifying himself in Christ Jesus. Glorified in the Son. It speaks to the fact that we can only know the Father through the Son. The Holy Spirit Father incarnated himself in Christ Jesus, by whom he reveals himself to us in thought, in word, and in action. When we ask in Jesus' name and the answer comes, we understand that it is by the Spirit of Christ Jesus in us, and so the Holy Spirit Father is glorified. Now we have the Father in us, so that we are one with him, even as our Lord Jesus Christ is one with his Holy Spirit Father. John 17:11, 21, 22, and 23. How does answered prayer glorify our Heavenly Father? Jesus is the express image of his Holy Spirit Father. It is by the power of his Holy Spirit Father that this promise is kept. Think about how asking and not receiving actually denigrates our Heavenly Father. It makes him appear unconcerned, unloving. Jesus was the original faith preacher. So when he makes a statement like this, he assumes you have taken to heart his command, have Holy Spirit faith. Matthew 11:22. Faith is not something we conjure up. It comes by hearing, believing, and receiving the word of the Lord. When we hear, believe, and receive the Word, the Holy Spirit in us can manifest his fruit of supernatural faith, which can accomplish anything. Mark 9:23. Get into the Word until you have faith in it. Then when you speak the Word, it will accomplish our Lord's purpose by his Holy Spirit. Isaiah 55:11.